survivors and expert witnesses will give evidence to an Oireachtas committee today. The Committee on Children and Equality is examining a bill to legislate for the examination and possible exhumation of mass graves at mother and baby homes around the country like Tuam and Bessborough. The recent Commission of Investigation report concluded that around 9,000 children died in 18 institutions between 1922 and 1998. One of those who will give evidence is Professor Ray Murphy of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, and he joins us now. Professor Murphy, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland. What for you is the priority consideration for this committee examining this bill?
Well, Audrey, sorry, first, the line is actually quite bad. So let me say that it's a really important opportunity for the government and the state to attempt to redress the wrong that has been perpetrated on the survivors and families as a consequence of what happened in the mother and baby homes over many years. And it's really important at the outset to say that this legislation should be underpinned by human rights and equality, and that it's central to the success of this will be the manner in which the legislation engages, and that the agency that's established by this legislation engages with the families and survivors of the mother and baby's home.
Will the coroner have a role?
Well, that's one of the major deficiencies. At the heart of this, there is the duty of the state to investigate the deaths that occurred. And the legislation proposes actually to exclude the jurisdiction of the coroner from investigating these deaths. And that is a major weakness. The state is under an obligation under international law to investigate these deaths and the violations that took place. And it's very important for the survivors that they get both truth and justice. And it's important to us, to our society as a whole, that we know what happened. So excluding the jurisdiction of the coroner is most unusual, and some form of objective, impartial investigation into how these deaths occurred and why they occurred is really important.
Why would they exclude the coroner, Ray?
Actually, I'm not really sure, because there is no controversy about the fact that the state is under an obligation to investigate the deaths and how they occurred. Perhaps they feel that the coroner's court doesn't have the resources, given the scale and extent of the violations that took place. So the legislation, if it continues to preclude the coroner's role, must put in place something that is equally has the capacity to make a determination as to the cause of death, or at least, and this is really important, even if you can't determine at this stage, because it's many decades ago, as to were the deaths as a consequence of neglect or malnutrition or whatever, that the state does make the best efforts to find out what did happen and what and addresses these issues in a proper and effective way, while communicating and engaging with the survivors and their families.
Will the identification of the remains be a priority?
It is. It's one of the primary purposes. It's to try to identify the remains and to give these victims a dignified burial and to properly memorialise the legacy. But that is going to be extremely complicated and challenging. And in many instances, I know from having worked in other countries where exhumations of mass graves take place, it actually isn't always possible to match the victims with current family or survivors. But what really is important is that the state make every effort to do so and do so properly and give it the resources. And this particular legislation should the overall framework of this legislation should be underpinned by human rights and equality principles.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Professor Ray Murphy from the Irish Centre for Human Rights at NUI Galway, representing the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission at the Oireachtas Committee today.